Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
Take you to the Hotel Martinette in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of
talk
dance
of the
music.
Town. Here with the talk of the town. Talk of the town.
Check this
Thursday, May 19th. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. This is the Middlemen Present Talk of the Town with Nick Eden. I'm your host, Nick Eden. I got my man Al with me. What's going on, Al?
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
Man, I can't call it. Look, I know I usually go and do this whole rundown of the entertainment for the week and everything, but I'm sorry. I've been a little touched by what's been going on tonight, and quite frankly, I can't take it. Y'all already know, we've been talking about it all week. The BET Awards, 2011. The nominations. Crazy, sick, ridiculous. Some of it's going to make you laugh. Some of it's going to make you cry. Some of it's going to make you say, what the f***? Huh? And we're going to get right into it. I'm only playing one song tonight, because we're going to spend the whole time talking about this list. I'm going to run down each category.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some controversy surrounding each one. So we're going to get right into it. Before we do that, though, I do have to say this one thing. There is one part of entertainment that I have to say that I will be touching on this Sunday on the Middlemen Talk Show in my Talk of the Town segment, and that is Cassie got some more new kicked out again.
Why,
I
man?
I guess she's getting ready to drop another album.
Why?
I don't know. But we're going to get right into it. We're going right into this. So everybody knows it's coming up in the June. We have the 2011 BET Awards. And, you know, usually, guys, I've said this time and time again, I don't talk bad about BET because, you know, because of BET Networks, I've gotten a lot of national exposure as an artist. But I'm going through my emails, and I got a thing about, you know, voting for, because I participated last year as a voter for the BET Awards, and so they sent me the reminder again
right
this year. And when I saw it, man, when I saw the list of the nominees, I about lost my mind. I couldn't believe it. It was ridiculous. It was killing me. We're going to get right into it. The first category that's up is Best Female R&B Artist. Alright, so here are the nominees. Marsha Ambrosius, which I'm glad.
Oh, okay.
Marsha,
yeah, right,
dropped
right
a great album this year. Late nights, early mornings. Doing some pretty good numbers. Had a great single with her song Far Away, and also with the Buzz single, I Hope She Cheats on You, the basketball player. Like, so she definitely deserved. She definitely deserved. So Marsha Ambrosius is the first nominee for Best Female R&B. Next, right, Beyonce. Now, don't get me wrong, I like Beyonce, but she needs to sit her ass down. Like, and I'm trying to understand what made them nominate Beyonce for Best Female R&B. She hasn't had a record this year. She's just getting ready to drop a new single.
Now, are they going by, hold on there, are they going by, well, how far back are they going by in, as far as 2010?
They start the day after
The BET Awards of last year?
The BET Awards of last year.
Okay.
Now, she still had a record that was doing decent on radio then. I can't even remember
right.
which one it was she had out. But she had a record that was, but it had already been servicing everything. And she, like I said, she's been pretty much on vacation this year. She's been recording new albums. She actually just turned in about 72 songs to Sony Music to pick for her album. And I'm trying to figure out why is she nominated and she didn't really do anything this year. But hey, what can you say? Right after Beyonce, we got Keri Hilson. Now, Keri had a great year. I'm not mad at that nomination.
Yeah.
She had a great year. Pretty Girl Rock was a radio hit. You know, she had her little bit of controversy with The Way You Love Me with the video that was out. But for the most part, this year, Keri, she stayed hot. Like, she's been doing shows. You know, her new record with Chris Brown is climbing up the charts right now. The album is still...
Yeah.
Doing pretty decent on the chart, so Keri Hilson has had a good year. I think that's pretty good. Right after her, Jennifer Hudson.
Well,
I like Jennifer Hudson, and yes, Jennifer Hudson did drop her new album. I forgot the name of it. I Remember Me. That's what it is. Yeah, she dropped a new album, I Remember Me, and it was cool, but it didn't really do any buzz. It didn't do like her last album did, you know? And usually the BET Awards is pretty good about nominating people who are at least hot at the time.
But
other than the weight loss, I haven't really heard anything from Jennifer Hudson, you know?
I don't see how she
nothing
in
that.
I don't see how she's in like the runners for anything. I mean, it's a lot of female artists out there that are getting looked over that probably won't, you know, be on the list of probably maybe 2013, maybe.
We're going to get to that in a second. I have a list of female artists that should have been, in my opinion, and clearly the opinion of a lot of people, should have been nominated for Best Female R&B. And the last person on the list of Best Female R&B this year is Rihanna. Now, yes, Rihanna has been working. She's been touring. She's been doing a lot. I'll give her that. The problem is Rihanna doesn't do black events anymore. I'm just putting it out there. She doesn't do black events anymore. She doesn't talk to black bloggers. She doesn't do she does not do black media. So I don't understand why the BET Awards would honor her when, A, she probably is not going to show up. That's the first thing. She's not going to show up. And then, B, she's just not really popping like that. Not with us. Now, there was a little bit of controversy. There was a little bit of controversy surrounding it. And I want to get your opinion on this, Al. Keisha Cole took to Twitter the day after the awards, and basically, you know, Keisha, she's been pretty active in the last 7 years. She took a little time off, but she's been pretty active. And she actually got snubbed once again for an award. Now, lover or hater, people, you know, they may or may not like Keisha Cole, but the one thing I can say about her, she's been pretty consistent. You know, she's not the greatest vocalist on earth. We know this. But she's been pretty consistent in terms of putting out decent R&B records.
Right.
And she wasn't nominated yet again. So she took to Twitter and she was just, you know, she didn't really air out her grievances, but she was just like, yo, it kind of hurts when you're not being recognized, especially when she had a hit reality show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, were any of her comments, I guess you would say, inappropriate or negative aimed towards BET or any of the nominating committee?
They were satirical, but they weren't negative per se.
Okay.
You know, she just voiced her opinion. I think she, as an artist, I think she has a right to. You know, especially somebody who has been very consistent with BET for the last few years. You know, I just, go ahead, speak on me. Go ahead.
Cat got his tongue.
Yeah. So we got Kev, you in the building?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. Looking at this list of monstrosity that is the 2011 nominees for the BET Awards.
Yeah, I overheard you and Adam talking about Keisha. I heard about the little beef between her and Lil' Kim.
Yeah, I'm talking about that this Sunday on Talk of the Town. It was kind of an extension of this, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't
mean to spill
the beans.
No, you're not spilling the beans, but they did get it on. They did get into it on Twitter, and like I said, I'm gonna talk about it a little bit more. This thing, but I do have a slight list of artists that I felt like should have been nominated for Best Female R&B.
Okay. Right.
And one of them, I do think that Keisha Cole should have been nominated. Yes. Keisha Cole's new album may not have had the success of her previous albums. However, as I discussed earlier, another nominee, Jennifer Hudson, has pretty much been quiet this whole year. She got a nomination. Keisha Cole's album did better than Jennifer Hudson. And if you're going to go by that scale, then I think that she should be in that list right along with the rest of them. The next person, despite her troubles, she still had a great year. She put out a great album. Fantasia should have been nominated for Best Female R&B. I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know who's judging. I don't know who's putting this list together at this point. But Fantasia definitely should have been in the running. And even though this young lady took a break from the music business, because of the quality of her album and the quality of the promotion around her singles, Jasmine Sullivan should have definitely been nominated for Best Female R&B.
Jen would love to hear you say that.
Huh?
Yeah, most definitely.
Jen would love to hear you say that.
Most definitely. Well, we're going to move on to the next category. Like I said, guys, and if you're just not tuning in, we are talking about the BET Awards 2011 nominees. What the? This might maybe some kids on here. I can't say it, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. Like I said, some of these names are gonna make you laugh. Some of these names are gonna make you say it's about time, and some of you just gonna really make you say, "What the hell were they thinking?" The next category, Best Male R&B. Now y'all know this one is near and dear to my heart. This is one that I take very serious. And to a certain extent, I halfway agree with them on this, but it was some people that were left out, and there were some people that were kind of snubbed. First up is Chris Brown. Chris Brown's had a great year. Coming off of the last BET Awards, Chris Brown has definitely had a great year. You cannot dispute it.
Yeah.
He's had... I mean, dude had 2 Grammy nominations off of a mixtape. What can you really say? Like, he's had a great, great year. So I'm not mad at that. Chris Brown. Then right after him, CeeLo Green. I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Though I've said time and time again that I miss the Goody Mob CeeLo versus this solo CeeLo, but he still puts out quality records. He still has that same shock value that Goody Mob has. And, you know, he's kind of a rule breaker because he doesn't look like the traditional quote-unquote pop star. Right after CeeLo Green, you have Bruno Mars. Now, this is where it gets a little shaky. Once again, this is a pop artist. This is someone who has clearly made an album that is geared toward an audience that is not urban, is not rhythm and blues. And I think that in this case, BET needs to add 2 new categories to their listing. They need to have Best Female Pop and Best Male Pop, because that's what these artists are. These are pop artists. These are not rhythm and blues artists. And I think that now more than ever, people don't know the difference between R&B and what's pop. And yes, pop is a genre. I don't care what anybody says. These people are making pop records. They may have R&B influences, but if you take your butt over to iTunes, they're the pop charts. If you look on Billboard, you have the pop charts. When you go, for those of you out there who are artists, when you go through TuneCore or whomever you go through to sign up, and they ask you for a genre, and you click the little drop-down menu, there is pop. So they need to separate the two. This is not R&B. And there's one more name I should have added to that best female R&B category. I think that Kelly Price absolutely should have been nominated for best R&B artist. Best female R&B artist. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She should have been nominated. So, like I said, we had Bruno, we had Chris Brown, CeeLo Green, Bruno Mars. Trey Songz is next. I know y'all don't really like Trey's voice.
Baby go.
I know y'all don't like Trey's voice. But
yeah,
one thing I got to say about Trey Songz, I can respect the fact that he is trying his best to stick to urban R&B music. Like, you can't take that away from him. He is an R&B artist. Now, he may not be the best vocalist. We all know this. We all know this. In my opinion, he's really kind of like the new Keith Sweat. But that's just me. That's a whining little boy. But I think he is one of the few artists that is popular and is making an effort to stay true to what he came in doing. He could have easily gone for that Euro pop sound that the rest of them are doing, but he decided to go against the grain and keep doing what he was doing. So I'm not mad at him for that. And if you have an opinion about this and you want to chime in, go ahead and hit that number one button if you're already calling in. If you're listening to us on the internet, give us a call at 718-508-9972. The last person to round out this best male R&B category is Usher.
Hmm?
Who, in my opinion, has completely abandoned R&B. Has he put out another R&B record besides There Goes My Baby?
No.
He spent the majority of this year, since last year, touring in Europe, trying to take as much advantage of that Euro pop sound as he possibly can.
Yep.
I'm not mad at him for getting his money. I'm not mad at him for trying to stay relevant, because it's hard to have a career as long as Usher's and still be as relevant as he is. So I'm not mad at him necessarily, but you're recognizing him as R&B. Right now, you need to throw him in that category with Bruno Mars and all the rest of them. Now, there was a little bit of controversy. Actually, a lot of celebrities took to Twitter when it came to this whole issue. People were upset about this year's nomination. R&B singer Tank, he took to Twitter and he said, and I agree with him, that it's a shame that R. Kelly was not listed in Best Male R&B this year. Now, I will get to the category that he's listed in a little later. But he was not listed for Best Male R&B. R. Kelly put out a great album with the love letter. R. Kelly was one of the few artists this year that actually helped to bring the ballad back to radio when he dropped When a Woman Loves. And say what you want to about him personally, R. Kelly has always stayed true to the root of R&B. He is the epitome of what this category is. And so for him to have, and to be honest, he was the only good performance of the Soul Train Awards last year, even though it was pre-recorded. The point is, it was the only good performance. So for him to be snubbed like that for Best Male R&B, I think that's travesty. But I also think they don't want to put him in a category with Trey Songz, because if Trey Songz wins over R. Kelly, they're not going to make it out that building alive. Let's just be honest.
Now the guy that I would say that, you know, that I like, you know, that I listen to the most, that I feel, well, he may be on another list, but I think Bobby V should be on that list too.
I agree.
That's my opinion.
But
yeah, I like some of the stuff he did.
Bobby V came into this a couple of years ago. Basically, in a nutshell, he said, you know, and we know this being around this business, if you don't kiss the right ass, then you're not getting the bells and whistles that everybody
else
gets. And that's all it is too, you know. But big shout out to Bobby V. You know, he's been doing this thing. A lot of people thought he kind of fell off. No, he went independent he signed the label deal with EMI, sold 200,000 records independent, came back and did another deal with Capitol. He dropped a great record this year when he dropped Word. Like, dude is doing his thing. I don't even really think he's thinking about that. I think he's more or less concerned about, because one thing I can say about Bobby Valentino is that he is one of those guys that really, I mean, hey, he's from his, what can you say? He really loves and adores rhythm and blues. You know, so he's doing his thing. I don't think he's even really thinking about that. You know, it is what it is. Now, on to the next category. Now, this one, I'm not going to lie. This one threw me. I didn't even have anybody else to add to this. I think they just should have not done this category this year. Best group. Best group. The nominees are Dirty Money, Cali Swag District, N.E.R.D., The New Boys, and Travis Porter.
Okay, they were digging this year for some groups.
They were digging hard this year. First off, Dirty Money. Okay, I give it to them. Dirty Money has had some radio hits. They deserve a nomination. I'm sorry. Y'all can love them or hate them. I actually like the album. They've been out there. They've been grinding. They've been doing their thing. You know, I know a lot of people don't like Diddy, but hey, it is what it is. In terms of a group putting out an album, it being a solid album for them getting out and promoting it, staying relevant, I can agree with Dirty Money being on the list. Cali Swag District, besides Teach Me How to Dougie, was the record that they have. Did their album even come out?
That's a good question. I think, I'm not trying to, you know, be negative about anything, you know.
I know where you're going with this, and I agree.
Okay, well, we ain't got to say it. But I'm going to say it anyway for those who don't know. You know, of course, there was a guy who, you know, who was shot and killed past week that was in the group. And I feel like they may have nominated this group because of that. I mean, I'm not trying to be negative about it, but like Nick said, what other song did they have or did they have get released?
Well, and I'll look at it like this. Gerald LaVert didn't get nominated for Best R&B Male until 2007, 8 months after he died.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, it is what it is. N.E.R.D., okay, I'm not being funny. I know Pharrell's supposed to be like this prolific producer and songwriter and everything, but can you name me one person that has all of N.E.R.D.'s albums? Or that can even name me all of their albums.
Did they even release an album last year?
Right.
That's
what I'm saying. Have they even released
an album? I mean, I got pretty much all their albums, and I don't recall. Well, no. They didn't have one last year. It was like 2009 to 2010.
Yeah,
yes.
I was thinking, it was like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
The New Boys.
Who?
What was that song?
From California, man. That they had that jerk and song with Ray J.
Yeah,
that shit right there. Excuse my life.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but did that warrant a nomination for best group?
They were digging.
They made ringtone sales up there or something.
Well, and then you got Travis Porter.
You
got Travis Porter rounding it out. In terms of groups, I will say, I respect the hustle, especially when you're independent, you're getting out there. We all know how hard it is to get radio play, and they've had several songs that did very well. You know, they signed a deal with Jive. I can see that. I can honestly see that.
Yeah. Even though they on my top 10 black rappers list, I can't respect that.
Yeah, they can't rap worth a damn, but they're getting out there and they're hustling. So it's not too much more you can say about the best group category. It's just horrible. We're going to move on to the most controversial one. The most controversial category for this entire list. And we're going to do it right after our break. What we're going to do right now is, and like I said, I'm only playing one song tonight. And the reason I'm only playing one song tonight is because this is a very extensive list. So we're going to get through all of this list. Like I said, if you want to call in and chime in on this, 718-508-9972. The record I'm about to play, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Johnny Gill is getting ready to drop his new album. It's his first album in 16 years.
What?
Yes, sir. The album is called Still Winning, and they just released his new single. It's called In the Mood. If I tell you this classic R&B.
Man, what the hell? Come on, man.
Exactly. So,
I'm trying to get
we're
you to make some cornbread fish eating type faces when you sing.
You stupid.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
This record, I'm telling you, I love it. It's bringing another ballad back to radio. And we're about to get into it right now. This is Johnny Gill. And we're going to let the whole record play. This is Johnny Gill, In the Mood. This is The Middleman Presents, Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. Here on Blog Talk Radio.
Baby. deep. With no sleeping, don't worry about me. Well, well, let's take it, baby.
And that was Johnny Gill with In the Mood. Man, Johnny had some strong ad-libs on that track, but it was playing Craig, man.
But you know what, dude? Think about this, though. Back in the day, that was the norm. You had to come with the vocals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had to come with the vocals.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to start, man. But... is he talking to a dude or a woman?
I knew it. You wrong, G.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm going to say what everybody's thinking. I'm wondering, is he talking about a dude or a woman?
Look, about a year ago, Johnny Gill went on a Fox Hole Radio and to address the whole room, he said, because, you know, he's got custody of his son now. And he was like, it's time to really just put that to rest. And he was like, because people always say it behind his back. Nobody comes to say it to his face. So if they say it to his face, they won't be standing anymore. I'm thinking, yeah, they're going to be bending over.
I just like to say this one thing.
No. Hey, whether Johnny is or isn't.
Is he?
Yeah, is he?
I don't know.
I mean,
you the talk of the town, man. You got the inside information.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, y'all acting like he my roommate or something. What the hell?
Like,
ask Eddie Murphy.
Just saying, man. That's all.
It's Johnny.
I'm just saying.
Gil. Yeah, I mean, you know how they kept putting the rumors out there, saying the man was, you know, a little rainbow.
I'm not getting.
And we were just wondering, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about the 2011 BET Award nominees. What the? I'm going to say it at some point tonight. I promise I am.
Might as well.
I'm trying to wait till the sun go down a little bit so kids are, you know, all put away to thunder. But this next category is the most controversial category for this year. And this is the Best Female Hip-Hop Award. Now, before I read these off to you, you may only recognize one, maybe two people on this list. And unlike the rest of the categories, this list only has four names as opposed to the standard five. So the nominees for Best Female Hip-Hop Artist are Diamonds.
Oh.
Let me say that again.
Diamond.
Now, for those of us who are, for those of our listeners who are not from the South, Diamond is a rapper who was a part at one time of the group Crime Mob. They were around at the height of the whole crunk era, and she's gone on to do a solo career, even though she has not had one solo album out. She's had a couple of mixtapes, but no solo album. But Diamond is the first one who's listed. Number two, brace yourselves, Symphonique.
Who?
I'm going to say it again. Symphonique. I'm going to tell you her last name, and I'm going to let you figure it out. Symphonique's last name is Miller.
Oh, God, no. Does she even have an album out?
Not only does she not have an album out, she doesn't even have a single out.
Man, somebody over there smoking crack.
For those who don't know who I'm talking about, Symphonique Miller is the daughter of legendary Dirty South music mogul Master P. Now, she just landed a series on Nickelodeon that has not even gone into production yet. She just landed a series on Nickelodeon. And she's nominated for Best Female Hip Hop.
Wow.
I can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
Right after her, right after Symphonique, is Lola Monroe. Yeah.
You know what, man? What the, is this? Man, talk about this. Is this the Dirty Awards?
That's what it's looking like, Anna G. It's really looking like that, ain't it?
What the hell?
Hey, no disrespect to Janeiro, but when I read this list, I was like, damn, the SCA Awards and kicked off already. Lola Monroe, if you don't know who Lola Monroe is a video model turned hip-hop artist who used to go by Angela Lolove.
Wow.
Once again, not a single out, no album out, just a string of mixtapes. And this is what they used to justify to nominate her for Best Female Hip-Hop. Right after her is, of course, Nicki Minaj. Now, let me tell you the reason that this was the most controversial. One, first off, someone who did have a record out, matter of fact, she not only did she have a record out, she had an album out. Trina was not nominated for Best Female Hip Hop Artist, and neither was Lil' Kim. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, Lil' Kim didn't have an album out. No, she did not have an album out. However, she was one of the most talked about female MCs in the game over the course of the last year. Now, they used the mixtapes that Diamond and Lola Monroe brought to justify them being nominated. The most talked about mixtape from a female MC over the last year was Lil' Kim's mixtape, Black Friday. So, did a little investigating. One, Trina only had one response to the entire thing about her not being nominated. It's getting a little dark out here. I can go ahead and say it. The only thing she said was, up BET. She said it on Twitter, and she made sure she mentioned them so that they saw it. And it was retweeted over 4,000 times.
Ooh, well, she won't get nominated for nothing else again.
I don't think she cares. I mean, let's be honest, dude. If they're going to snub her like that, does she really care at this point?
Nah, I wouldn't either.
Probably not.
I wouldn't care either. I did a little bit more investigating on this, and a source, quote unquote, close to BET executive says that the reason that Lil' Kim was not nominated this year is because they had a fear of a Source Awards type atmosphere if Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim were in the same category and one over the other.
Man, what all that gonna be? Just a lot of hot air and fake plastic. Just call it for what it is.
Alright.
Well.
Alright.
Like I said, so clearly we know that Nicki Minaj is gonna win Best Female Hip Hop.
Pretty much.
I think it would have made some better ratings had Lil' Kim been nominated. I think the ratings would have been through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because people want to see if they're going to fight.
Oh, yeah. Now, moving on to the next category, we got Best Male Hip Hop. I'm actually okay with this list. No, seriously. This could probably be the one list out of every one of these other categories that I'm actually proud of. Best Male Hip Hop, and the nominees are B.O.B., Drake, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, and Kanye West.
Okay.
I'm not mad at this. I'm not mad at it at all. All five rappers, they hold their own in their lane. They stand out. They have standout personalities. They've had standout records over the last year. Like, I think maybe the one person that I can't really deal with on this list for real is Lil Wayne, but you can't knock it off.
How
is
he going
in?
Lil Wayne is sitting down. He need to really sit down. Real talk, I'm sorry. He just need to sit down somewhere, man.
Give me your scoop on this. Give me your scoop on this whole list. On this hip hop list, this male hip hop list.
Alright. My thing with Wayne, man, you know, I can't get mad about Wayne as far as stuff, but I'm tired of him. Just like how we got tired of Jay-Z. And God just dropped like multiple albums, and then like last year I got tired of P.I. with the Feel Sorry type album. You know, who cares about you going to jail? You broke the law. Same thing with Lil Wayne. Who cares about you going to jail? You broke the law. I mean, I'm not gonna give anybody no type of credit on that type beat. And then that's like how Wayne got out. Everybody wanted him on, and then there's billions of other more talented rappers out there than Lil Wayne. That needs to be on this list. That probably would never be nominated, ever. That's just how I feel.
I think, Big Fiasco should have been on that list.
Most definitely.
Oh, man. Now, you're right about
most
that.
Definitely.
Lupe had a great year with a great album. He did numbers with that album. You're absolutely right. I do agree. Lupe Fiasco definitely should have been on that list.
But they ain't going to get Lupe no love like that, man.
Son, they don't give nobody, you know what I'm saying, like, nobody with any lyrical content or concept, no love, ever. It's starting to change, eventually, but it's still going to be a couple years, though.
Y'all going to cuss me out by saying this dude's name, but I'm really shocked he ain't on the list because of the year that he had.
I think I know where you're going with this.
As a matter of fact, two people. Wacky Flacky and Gucci Mane.
The reason Gucci's not on this list is because Wacky Flacky took his spot.
Yeah, true.
Give it a few months, we'll see it at the Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see it there.
True.
Now, on to the next one.
Verna on our web chat says she would like to see Kanye in the list as far as winning.
That's true. I'd like to see. Honestly, between Kanye, and this is going to sound crazy coming from me because I've never been his biggest fan, but between Kanye, Rick Ross, and B.O.B.
Right, yeah.
Three different lanes, three different groups of fans. Yeah, that would be a good thing to see.
And they're not overhyped. That's the one thing about it. Like, I like Drake, but Drake is overhyped.
Nobody want to hear
overhyped.
All they trying to say.
Rick Ross is not overhyped. You know, his talent, you can see everything that he's gotten, you can see where his talent has gotten him that. You know, everything with Kanye, you may not like Kanye personally, but you cannot deny that man is a rapper. He is a lyricist. He is an artist. B.O.B., what can you say bad about B.O.B., really?
I like Bob. Bob got a real fresh feel to him, and he ain't scared to experiment. And you can tell who he's been influenced by.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And if Dre don't hurry up and drop that solo album, he going to lose his spot.
Well, he need to lose his spot. I'm tired of hearing him.
Yeah, he do. Because he's bullcrapping. He is completely bullcrapping right now.
You know, we'll get back to that in a second. We got a couple more for this edition of Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. Best new artist. J. Cole, Bruno Mars, Miguel, Willow Smith, Wiz Khalifa.
That's cool. With this
Wiz
Bruno Mars,
out.
Bruno Mars, no.
No, yeah, Bruno shouldn't be on there. But Wiz going to win that one, though.
Wiz is gonna probably win, but in terms of talent, I think J. Cole should be the winner. That's just me.
Yeah. But J. Cole really did.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, I mean, like, J. Cole, you heard about him, and then you didn't. And then you heard about him again, and then just people just stopped, like, well, people that I knew, and, you know, as far as, like, talking to on Twitter and, you know, and in my avenues or whatever, it just, you know, it just, to me, it's like he fell off or something.
Yeah, I mean, he's not, you know, he's not a crossover type artist, and unfortunately, at this time in the music industry, they're only giving that real... This is like the new disco era, in my opinion. Like, seriously. Anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah.
Now, this is another one that touches my heart because it directly affects the type of music that I do. And this is the Centric Award. This is formerly the BET J. Cool Like That Award. And this is basically for the artists that are more on the underground soul tip. You know, they do, you know, what's considered neo-soul, things like that. What people generally feel is the more true version of what R&B should have evolved into. So the nominees for the Centric Award this year are Marsha Ambrosius, yeah, Eric Benet, CeeLo Green, R. Kelly, and Kim. Now, I like everybody on this list. Here's my problem with it. You tried to stuff all this good music into five people. It's a five. First off, somebody I felt like should have been on that that list should have been Anthony Davis.
True that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anthony Davis, hands down, should have been on this list. He absolutely should have been on this list. Eric Roberson should have been on this list. Chrisette Michelle should have been on this list. I think they should have divided it up between the Centric Award for male and Centric Award for female. I'm sorry. It's just, that's just my opinion. It's too much talent for them to only recognize five, and they've been recognized, they took the rest of the award show to recognize all that BS.
Right.
The one good category you get to, you only recognize five people. We'll move on that because that pisses me smooth off. We got three more, and we're going to make them real quick because we're about out of time here. Best movie. Now, I wasn't even going to talk about this at first, but I'm sorry. I saw this list. I was like, ugh. Death at a Funeral. For Colored Girls, Takers, The Book of Eli, and Why Did I Get Married To? Let me say this. How the hell they gonna put Death at a Funeral in the same category with For Colored Girls, Why Did I Get... You can't put Death at a Funeral in the same category as Soul Plane.
Dang.
That was the worst damn movie I ever seen in my life.
Death at a Funeral?
Completely. I had to go watch Glitter to feel better about myself. That's how bad that movie was.
Did y'all just say Death at a Funeral was a bad movie?
Wow.
Am I missing something?
Death at a Funeral was horrible.
It's not all that now. You know what I'm saying?
I like the movie, man. Why y'all tripping?
I mean, it just ain't all that.
Death movie. It definitely should not have been...
Y'all didn't like the scene where Danny Glover was on the toilet? That was pretty funny.
Man, I mean, that part was funny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, it had it.
That part was funny. Okay.
And when the midget was dancing around on the table, that wasn't funny.
Okay, would you have put Soul Plane in the category as Wraith's best movie?
No.
Look at what it's up against. For Colored Girls. Now, here's my issue. As much as everybody talks about Tyler Perry and the content of his movies, you do realize that For Colored Girls is his lowest selling movie and probably his best. They talk about Tyler Perry, but when he gives you something real, you don't want to look at it. Takers was decent. I like Takers. That was cool.
Boring.
I did like it. I like Takers. It was okay. You got to think about it. It's an action movie. You know, it's no different than a lot of those other. Like, honestly, sometimes we look at our movies and we want to hold them to such a much higher scale. Oh, this movie has to be this and it has to be that. No, it was a decent movie. It was what it was. It wasn't set out to be the most prolific movie. It wasn't set out to be the most action-packed, but it was cool for what it was. Now,
Hey, we got a caller would like to comment.
Okay, let's go ahead, bring him in.
678-296, you're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's up?
What up?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
I thought, you know what I'm saying, on the movie was cool. No.
What movie was cool?
I thought someone was cool. Like, Takers, that was a cool movie. But I didn't see the color, with the color girl, I didn't see that. You know, I just heard that was like some a female to watch.
Yeah, it was. True that. You like,
I got
on
that.
You didn't like, what about Death in the Funeral? They kind of ragging on it pretty hard over it.
That one, that was just a so-so movie. I don't, you know, I'm trying to figure out why they said put that on paper, be a nomination.
Mhm.
Right.
I like that movie.
What part? What you like about?
It was cool, but
some of the.
Cool, but I'm sorry, it couldn't have been on that list.
What?
And
come
the
on,
Book
man.
Of Eli is like 4 years old. How is the Book of Eli on this? I think Book of Eli came out.
That USA movie came out like what? Didn't that movie come out 2 years ago?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So how did it get nominated 2 years later? I'm trying to figure that out.
Well,
they
do it
no
all
time
the time. They do it all the time.
It had no time to get nominated last year.
Yeah,
that's
but,
true. Like I said earlier in the show, they were digging, trying to find stuff. But they didn't dig hard enough. There's a lot of material out there that they're just not supporting. That's
true.
Yeah, it is that they left a lot out. I mean, think about it. If you go out and announce your nomination yesterday, all right, what black movies, okay, prior to probably yesterday that came out? It's plenty of different black movies that came out prior to, you know what I'm saying, prior to the decision.
Right.
Like you had, like, what's one of the Tyler Perry? Tyler Perry done dropped like two movies last year and one this year?
I Can Do Bad by Myself, and then the year before that, Why Did I Get Married
2?
Yep.
So that was a cool movie. That was a cool movie. Why I Get Married 2, that was cool.
I didn't like that plot. That plot sucked.
About the dude getting ran over?
Hey, I mean, they just turned him into the worst husband ever, man. You know,
he was like the best on the first one, and then he was horrible on the second.
You must be one of the mean ones that got mad when all them girls start screaming. When all those girls start screaming for Rock at the end of the movie.
No.
They get
mad. It was okay. She was able to move on. You know.
I thought it was just me that got upset. You know, after I'm screaming, get him out of my ear. You know.
Nah, man, I wasn't really tripping on it. It's just the fact that I don't appreciate that they took him from being a great husband, or they just had an issue with not being able to have another child, or not being able, and then you know when they further along the story, you find out that their child died. You know, it was like, dang, how y'all get from that point, y'all being grieving parents, to just angry as hell, and you kill them. And the way he died, it was so, boy, that was horrible.
Come on, now that's common normally, like when a dude get, when a person get obsessed like that, when he drives off, I mean, he got like frustration, like moments through his mind, you're not really thinking straight because you're frustrated. That does really happen in real life. So you can't really like kind of take that away saying like stuff like that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You got a point.
You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, different strokes, different folks. You might not act like that. You might, you know, I might not act like, but somebody out there does act like that.
I would rather have seen them just divorce and just let it be, because none of them really got a divorce, y'all. Think about it.
I mean,
the purpose of the movie.
Man. Say why
I think
I got
we're going to do, let's extend for just a couple more minutes, maybe like 10 more minutes.
We good.
We already done? Okay. Because this is a good discussion. And honestly, I'm trying to figure out at what point BET is just like, hey, we're gonna write some names down, throw them in a hat. Whatever comes out is what we're gonna nominate. So,
that's
on,
what
I don't care. I do think
Right now, BET is like a joke. It's from the last year Hip Hop Awards to now. It's like they done, you know, they done made a sound, a joke sounds out of themselves right now. Like nobody's gonna really gonna take them. Like observe the appearance at the next month award show. Do not see no big stars. Like Jay-Z stopped going. He don't even go to that no more.
Yeah, they getting, like I said earlier, man, they get to the level of dirty awards.
You know.
No disrespect.
It's to the point, you know, you're not going to have no A-listers showing up. You're going to have your B-listers.
Well, this is my thing about it.
You know,
your
C-listers in 2 years going to be taking the main stage.
Well, think about this.
Like,
I would prefer to be that way. If your A-listers continue not to support your event, then you need to spend the year elevating your B-listers and giving them the exposure that they actually need. Because
But why would you expose them to something that's not even competition to them? That makes sense. Why would you want to have them in category of something that never was a competition to them?
Think about the people that were B-listers at one point, though. You got to think about this. At one point, Jay-Z was a B-lister and a C-lister. He got his shot.
At one point,
they considered Luda a B-lister. At one point, T.I. was a B-lister. What I'm saying is that they spent so much time staying up the ass of these so-called A-list stars that they don't pay attention to the people that are actually out there really grinding. And if the A-list stars won't show up, then fine. If you don't show up and get the award that I gave you, we need to elevate some of these other people that have been held down by these oversaturated, overhyped artists that aren't nearly as talented as the people that are under them.
That's true.
Now,
I've been saying it.
On this next category,
saying it.
Let me get to the next category, because this one kind of pissed me off too, because there's a lot of people that deserve to be on this. Sportsman of the Year. The nominees are Carmelo Anthony, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Derrick Rose, and Michael Vick.
That's pretty hard right there.
Man, I can understand Michael Vick, I can understand Derrick Rose, but LeBron and Carmelo, no, it was like, that's drama.
Hold up, what about Kobe?
Carmelo Anthony went through drama with the whole NBA throughout the whole season. Why would you put him in that category?
What about Kobe?
Kobe?
What did he do?
Put Kobe in there.
Nothing. Here's one.
Put Kobe in
there. What the hell is Rondo?
Thank you.
Rondo?
Yes.
Where's Dwight Howard?
Who?
Yes. Where's Dwight Howard?
I consider putting Dwight Howard in there. Dwight Howard probably need to be in there other than either LeBron or Carmelo.
I ain't being funny. I could have been there over Carmelo. All he did was go to New York and piss them off.
In terms of
football.
He pissed the Denver Nuggets off. He pissed the NBA off from, you know what I'm saying, out of this little melee and stuff, you know, by him getting traded, by him not wanting to say nothing about where he wanted to go. But he knew where he wanted to go.
And he got it done.
The whole time.
He knew all these months where he wanted to go. He had somebody secretly negotiating with these teams where he wanted to go.
That's no different than LeBron.
No, LeBron made the decision as soon as they got out of the playoffs last year. As soon as he walked off the court after that last game,
he was done. His shirt out of his pants, he was done, man.
In his mind, he was like, Elf Cleveland, I'm out of here. As soon as he hit that locker room.
Yeah, he was done, man. He was done. Yeah, you're right about that, man.
Thinking about them?
No.
Now they looked up for some reason. Now, first and fourth pick of this year's draft, I'm like, that's kind of suspicious. Getting like two high draft picks in the fifth, you know, I mean, that's just kind of odd to me. That's just my opinion.
It is what it is.
Hey, I can respect
Sports Woman of the Year.
Huh?
This is going to be our last category, and then we're going to summarize this up. Sports Woman of the Year. Tamika Catchings. Candace Dupree. Maya Moore. And now the people y'all know. Serena Williams and Venus Williams. Why do they even have this category still?
Serena shouldn't have been in it.
Mm-hmm.
After her melee, what she went through last year, cussing out the little referee, nah, she shouldn't have been in it.
This is my thing. I think at this point, BET is just giving trophies away because they got some extra ones laying around.
I told you. I played it. They digging. They trying to find
it. It's ad revenue. You throw in big, you throw in certain names in there, it's all about ad revenue.
Which I agree. Which they spend more time throwing the advertising up there on the screen than they do with the actual awards.
They don't care about you, you know, everybody on here. They don't care about us.
Advertising. Make dollars. Make money.
Let's make dollars. This is the whole entertainment business is about make dollars.
Yes, it is.
Why y'all think, this is what I keep saying, like, people don't understand the reason why they pull, like, Rap City and all these little different, like, the video shows off air. Because ad revenue. Ad people is not buying with, like, you look at Rap City, say, like, the last 2-3 years, and the videos, the artists who they had on there. Not even like no top, real, not majority of their top artists. But this is the thing. Ad revenues, they wanted to pay in to buy no ads because nobody wasn't tuning in to watch them shows.
I mean, the generation changed too, man, with that right there. I mean, BET had its own issues. I mean, when we were younger, man, you couldn't wait to get home to watch, you know,
exactly.
BET,
so we had
Rap
somebody
City.
To watch. We had somebody to watch.
Yeah,
we went back to school the next day talking about who we saw in Rap City.
True.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
true.
Know, man,
but this generation
back,
at the end, they still had artists that they
you go
did
out,
like.
Out to your homies out to the playground, ball, basketball court. You sitting there chopping it up with your homies, what y'all saw in Rap City. Who y'all saw in your MTV Rap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now everybody sat there every Friday night about 10, 11 o'clock when MTV Raps came on and watched that show.
I'll tell you another show everybody went and talked about the next day, BET Uncut.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the most low-budget videos ever. But everybody knew what that thing smelled like.
Hell, yeah. That's right.
Watched
it.
I'm just tripping on the point that these guys, I mean, even with, like, the BET Awards that's coming up this year, the nominees that you just named, the quality of people, and I do agree with the caller, you know, it's a lot of B-list of people, and I do agree with you too, Nick. It are pushing these people out there, man. And at the same time, they got to get better quality. It's looking pretty bad when you see Diamond in the best female category.
Yeah, that's
just
really bad.
Like Lola, and who's the other chick?
Symphonique. Damn, Diamond. Symphonique is who I'm tripping off of.
Who's that? I mean, I commend what Minaj said on Twitter. Did y'all see what Nicki Minaj said?
No, I didn't see that. What she said?
She said when she looked at the nation, she said it was an April Fool's joke.
Wow.
Exactly.
She was going to even show up this year.
She was waiting to see Trina's name on there. After the
name,
everybody
was waiting to see Trina's name.
Cool joke.
Yeah.
Everybody went off on Keisha Cole went off on BET. Monica went off on BET yesterday. Tank went off about because he went in for R. Kelly. I mean, it's like it was so many different entertainment. Who those people who did say something? I thought they should have went in. Monica had a big year last year.
Yeah,
Come on now. She had like 5, 6
Monica
months.
Monica had a very big year.
With one record, Monica.
Yeah, she had a great year last year.
Exactly.
She definitely had a great night. I forgot about her. We had
exactly.
Earlier we talked about the female R&B list, and there were a few. I do think that Keisha Cole should have been nominated because, like I said earlier, if you're going to nominate Jennifer Hudson, who just nobody really heard from this year, then you might as well nominate Keisha Cole.
Then what happened to Fantasia? Fantasia had a great year. What happened, like you said, to Monica? Monica had a great year. Beyonce didn't even have a record out last year. But
she
got nominated.
Why she nominated? She hasn't had an album out in 3 years. Why she nominated this year and the year before that? Hello. Come on now. Ad revenue is all about ad. You sit there, you go in here in these little meetings with the advertisers. We got such and such and such coming. We got such and such performing. We got such and such nominated. Don't want to get in on this one. We got Beyonce gonna be setting the stage. You gonna want to, you know what I'm saying? You might want that ad after she get off stage. Hey, come on, that is all about ad revenue.
Oh, they really do suck.
It's horrible.
I don't even
it's
know
horrible.
I'm gonna watch.
I'm definitely not gonna watch it. Definitely.
What do you guys
I'll
think
tell you
they
this
can
much.
Do to rectify this? Just kill the show, period.
They're not gonna.
I mean, BET been going downhill for like years, man. So, I don't know.
Well,
they should kill it.
There's a couple of things that BET has been trying to do to try to revive themselves. One, Jamie Foxx just signed on to be the executive producer. They're about to restart Showtime at the Apollo, which. It may be good.
Oh.
That's one of those things that it could be real good or it's going to be real bad.
Why you saying that it's been real bad?
It could be one of the two ways. It's going to go one of two ways. I mean, hell, I'm not being funny. Look at G's the Gents. He was executive producer behind that.
Yep.
No. I don't think it's going to be one of those middle ground shows, but I think that in terms of dealing with different networks, like I'm not going to lie, I don't really watch TV like that. We've talked about this before. I don't really watch TV like that. I just recently got cable at my house, and I was going through my on demand and everything. I looked at that new show that they have on NBC, The Voice. They are murdering American Idol.
Yeah.
They're murdering, like, these networks are not playing nowadays because these other networks have gotten so lazy that they're leaving this door wide open for somebody else to come in and take their format, add some quality to it.
They did some research. They did research. You got to think. If you know you're going to introduce a new show that you have to compete with American Idol, you got to do your research. Like, it's just like boxing. You got to do your research on who your opponent is so you can know you can knock them out.
This is true. Now, if you look
research
at the judges on American Idol, you've got Steven Tyler, you've got J-Lo, and you got Randy Jackson. And then The Voice pops up. They've got Adam Levine, CeeLo, the country dude, Blake, whatever his name is, and Christina Aguilera.
Relevant artists.
They're the quality judges.
You have relevant artists compared to non-relevant artists on that show.
Exactly. And you got people that are hot now.
Yeah.
That's why. Who's hot and relevant? CeeLo.
Yeah.
Adam Levine. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's why I said you do your research. You gotta put somebody on this show who's relevant, who's hot, who gonna have their gear audience gonna watch our show. We got the country. We got the country. We got the pop. Got all these entities. It's physical. Christina Aguilera still got a big fan base. Regardless of what she's going through, she still got a big fan base that comes out to watch her shows. You people still tune
in to a J-Lo show.
Ooh, J-Lo show.
When was the last time you went to a J-Lo show?
I think
Ja Rule was still hot
J-Lo
the last
show?
time.
Last time I listened to a J-Lo record, Fool. That's a bitch. Really
real. If BET really wants to compete, they're going to have to snatch the model that MTV took, and they're just not doing anymore.
Yeah.
They're going to have to snatch that same model. They're going to have to bring a Making the Band type show over there that's going to have some real quality on it. They're going to have to do something. Because the ratings are getting worse.
Oh, yeah. With the little, all the shows they're plugging in on now, it's kind of like, what's the purpose? It's like, nah, it's like they got a hip-hop show. They've been airing the same show for about the past 3-4 years. BT Hip Hop. Have y'all ever watched that?
No.
Yeah, they got like a hip hop BT Hip Hop show that's on Comcast. That airs the same show.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, 3-4 years. Same
it's
show.
Same
video.
Yeah, they air the same thing every day. They do that Sierra Top 20 countdown.
It's like
almost
why?
Every day.
Oh, that extra channel.
Yeah.
Waste of space.
I know.
I know what will come on next. I know where everywhere they're gonna say out their mouth. That's how much.
They'll
have
to do something. Why they didn't jump on Love and Hip Hop? I'll never know.
That's so
easy. VH1 is taking their hip hop market from them.
They really is.
Oh, yeah, by adding all the urban shows. They add all the little urban shows, yeah, of course. But it's the thing.
It is what it is. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get ready to wrap up. Carla, I appreciate it. What's your name now?
I know who that is. It took me a second to catch that voice. Man, let everybody know who you is, dude.
No.
Let them know what you do, man.
I do promotional marketing. I do work for like a lot of different labels. You probably haven't heard of them. I did work for Dallas, Austin back in the day. I did work with, I just do a.
He got a long list of people he to work with. He want to be modest today. Man, I appreciate you first time calling in to the show, man. I appreciate you.
I called in the show once before. I just couldn't get in. I kept saying hello. I didn't know I had to wait for y'all to buzz me in.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, man, yeah. We appreciate you for taking the time to do that today, man. Man, that's a good look, though, man. Thank you.
I didn't read the manual. Say like that.
Yeah, you heard that European lady that told you, press 1 when you want to speak.
I did. I pressed 1. I did, and I heard y'all talk. I was like, hello. But they don't hear me. I think they got to buzz me in. Okay, let me wait.
You hear that, though. You hear that.
Yeah,
I'm here. We got you. We can go back and listen to this again.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can download these. Anybody that got iTunes, anything of that nature, you can go to iTunes, search The Middleman Talk Show. You can download these shows, set it on automatic. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/The Middleman. And download this show and hear my man in the speak again.
Oh, definitely.
Because he did drop some knowledge on us today.
I definitely enjoyed the show with y'all too today.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man. Most definite.
Now, we want everybody to definitely tune in this Sunday for the Middleman Talk Show, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central. It's going to be a doozy this week.
Hey, shouts out to Riding Dirty Radio, too. My man, Vic XL.
Yeah, they always hold us down. Shout out to Dub G. Holding down in the chat room for us.
Verna.
Yep. Verna doing a thing. Naturally Nappy was on a little earlier.
Shout out to Al with all those different multicolored bow ties he wear.
Here we go again with the hate.
Loving it.
Always a hater, man. I'm going to let y'all know right now, ahead of time, that we're going to do a special BET Awards recap immediately following the BET Awards. I think that the date on it is
June 23rd. I'll keep everybody posted. But we're going to do two Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton that week. We're going to do a broadcast right after the BET Awards, where we're going to do a recap. So we're going to see how this will turn out.
You might need a 2-hour show. You might get a caller.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a 2-hour show.
It's going down, man. It's going down on that one.
Hey man, but look, man, appreciate five. That's gonna be in LA for the awards. They're gonna give all the scoop. He can't be identified. But he's gonna give us a special inside scoop on everything that's going on that night.
Yeah, man, but look, man, we appreciate you for calling in, man. We're about to go ahead and shut everything down. Man, we appreciate everybody for tuning in this Thursday. Appreciate
it.
Hey, man.
Yes,
sir. Tell a friend about our show, man. We appreciate you.
All right.
Tell them to follow us.
Send me the link. Are y'all on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We are on Twitter, the Middleman Al, the Middleman KG, and Nick Eaton. We are all on Twitter, and we all follow back.
I think I'm already following you, Nick. Plus, I only got 100 followers anyway. I'm good.
You ain't got 100. No, you're not good. That ain't good.
Oh, man, that is wonderful.
But ain't.
Y'all just don't know. That ain't no headache. See, people with 10,000 followers. For what?
I mean, them still exist.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm
right,
some of
the pages
are gone, though, you know.
Right, but man.
I ain't mad.
So I'm good.
I just cracked
1,000
last night. So, hey.
I have to get y'all up.
Appreciate player.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Ryan Dirty Radio told me to tell Nanook. He said he's glad you stayed awake doing the show.
Stayed awake.
Yeah. Vic said he's glad you stayed awake doing the show. He said, "What?"
Damn. Wow.
I don't
know.
Wrong
show, okay.
I just don't know. All right, man. Go ahead and do your thing, Nick. Go ahead and take it on over, man.
Once again,
we want to thank everyone who tuned in, everyone who called in, everyone who commented on the chat board. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you this Sunday on the Middleman Talk Show. Look out for the Talk of the Town segment on that. And shout out to Adele Jen. I know she's out there in internet land holding us down. So that's about it. I think we can go ahead and get that out there.
The Middleman shouted. Beat Chris shouting. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, don't take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, you comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey. What's happening, the middlemen? Hey, what's happening, the middlemen? Hey, what's happening? BlogTalkRadio.com, the middlemen.
Oh, damn, y'all still here?
Man.
Of course we still here, man.
Where we gonna go?
I started eating some fried fish, I'm sorry.
I see. It's all good, though. But you know what? Make sure y'all tune in this Thursday. Next Thursday. Make sure y'all tune in this Sunday. Our show this Sunday for the Middleman Talk Show is Sisters. They laughing at you. Sisters. They laughing at you.
Hey, y'all stop emailing me talking about why the middlemen always hating on women. The show is not what you think.
Right.
I ain't telling them donkeys to sit down somewhere.
No, I'm telling them to call in. They talk all that mess on the email, but they never want to call in.
Hey, man, tell them to call in.
Yeah, especially on Sunday. Please call in this Sunday because it is going down.
Pull your bra up, baby.
It's
be a
going
woman about
this
it.
Sunday.
Yeah, it's gonna be extremely ridiculous, man. Extremely ridiculous.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir. Well, how about this, fellas? I'm about to walk out the building. Hey, man, y'all tune in to Ride Dirty Radio coming on every Monday at, I think, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I don't know right off. But it's Ride Dirty Radio and on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to that show. And shout out to my people, the Cotton Kings.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know if they still listen. Shout out to you guys,
yeah,
too. Cotton Kings. If it ain't Cotton,
yeah, man,
it ain't a king. I think that's what they say.
We'll make you a polyester print.
Yeah. It's all good, baby. Hey, go on Blog Talk. Listen to some of our old shows. Do it now.
Peace out, people.
Hey, what's up?
I'm gone.